Good morning to everybody. Happy New Year to everyone. So we're just going to say goodbye to 2017. The worship team already telling me to leave, so it's already on the way. Amen. Well, we started with the New Year. What's wrong with my iPad? It's not working anymore. Whoa. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ah, well, can you touch somebody? Say, Happy New Year. You're looking good this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm just wanted to tell you, I already give him a name into New Year. I call him the new beginning of a bless. Enlarge my heart, enlarge my house, enlarge the blessing. Amen. Amen. So the Bible said, possessing and you receive. Amen. If you don't possess, that's what happened. So I just did. Let me tell you a little story. Before I start, a few years ago, I said that it was a New Year morning. He said, if anybody not like me, say amen. So one young lady on the back is screaming, amen. But she wasn't meaning that, you know. She was making a mistake. I'm going to tell you, we all make a mistake in life. Amen. Because if you not like me, I'm still preaching, so it don't really matter. Amen. So, and this morning I want to give you 70 points of the blessing New Year. Because today is the last. Is the years ago. And for some of us, this year was bad. For some of us, was good. For some of us, it was a disaster. For others, whatever was, we left. Thank God that we're here today. Amen. Amen. God with us. Amen. And Jimmy, let me tell you, the devil is defeated in Jesus' name. Amen. It has no success because we enter into a new bless. We all make a mistake. But we all can fix the mistake we make. Amen. So I want to read you a verse of the Bible before I show you something really good. This has been touched my heart for many, many times. I've been preaching a lot of time on this verse. But I mean, today, I look in a different way. Amen. It's Isaiah chapter 54, verse 2 and 3. See, this is the Lord spoken to all of us. He said, enlarge the place of your tent. You know what the tent is your house. Enlarge the place of your tent. And let the string out your cord of your house. I mean, the curtain, everything stretching out. The house is becoming bigger. And continue to say, for these things, the God will give you eyes to look on the left, on the right. And your descendants will possess the nation. And your children or grandchildren will fill the city. Let me pray together this morning. Father, we pray, we thank you for the year they go. We invite you to our life and we ask you to enlarge our blessing, Lord, for this year come. We want you, Lord, to be with us and we invite you here and we want you to be the king of our life, the king of our house, the king of our work, the king of our whatever we're doing. We invite you to be a beginning of a blessing to our life. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Praise to God. Hallelujah. Let's start with the new year. We forget about the old years. Today is the last day. In 2018, we needed to enlarge our life. The Bible promised to us, they said, enlarge the place of your tent. Enlarge. If you not enlarge your place of your house, God cannot stand the blessing. Amen. And then they said, let the extend the habitation of your house. Stretch out the tent, stretch out the cord, stretch out everything that makes space for God's blessing to your life. He said, you possess the city and your grandchildren will possess it and you possess the nation because you are selected people. Amen. That God is loving you. I said it to you this morning, I'm going to give you a 70 point. 70 point because I want you to understand that we all make a mistake in life. But before I start to preach, because I'm really excited this morning, I wanted to preach a good message. Amen. So I, on the end of my message, I invite you to come to pray with me to make it a better way. Amen. Make a blessing. To forgive one another, whatever we make a mistake. You forgive your husband, you forgive your wife, you forgive your children. You forgive whatever mistake you're making, because we all make a mistake. But God has said that we can do anything to Christ that strengthen me and they give me blessing to do it. So I make a mistake all the time. And my wife, I can tell you that I make a mistake nearly every day. But God helping, I can proceed and receive a blessing. Because I understand that when we make a mistake, we can be fixed. Let me tell you one of the stories. In my early life, before I was married, let me go back a few years ago, when I was a looking nice young man with the black hair, all of the girls was crazy for me, amen? Yeah, I was working on a city called Wollongong in the south coast. We building a huge building, 25-story building. This building was called BOS on the BHP. And if you know, maybe my friend Jeffy knows because he worked on industry. So every building we start to build in steel industry, we start with the four column. And the four column represented the string of the building. So when we got to the last column on the top of the building, the last column, not the construction of the last column, we realized that we make a big mistake. The mistake was unfixable. The building was 6 foot 0.7 out of the line. 6 foot 0.7 out of the line. We all in trouble, including me, who was constructing this building with the help of other people. My boss said that we can fix it. But how are we going to fix it? If you look at the building for far away, it was look like that. According to the draw we have, the buildings are going to look straight, the level. Because if you know, you cannot continue to build it. So he came with the idea. He said, we're going to hook up every machine we have in our site, and we're going to get a long steel cable from the top of the column, and we get a bolomaic on the bottom of the steel, on the bottom of the column, right on the ground, and we make it hot, the bottle. He said, if we move it 1 inch here on the bottom, we are straight on the top. Amen. And that was a very good idea. We got the four bolomaic, a big torch, and heated this column, and the machine is pulled, and the building becomes straight. When the building becomes straight, we begin to finish the building to construction. Let me tell you, the stories mean whatever mistake you're making in God, you can fix it. Amen. Because he gives you the strength. If whatever mistake you can make in God, he can help you to fix it. Because the devil is defeated in Jesus' name. Hello. I might be talking to myself this morning, but if I talk to someone of you, please remember that every mistake we can make will be fixed. Amen. Will be fixed. If we don't fix it, we give a victory to the devil. And the devil, they kill you, destroy you. That's the way you want to do it. So the point number one, the Bible is said, you can follow the scripture, I got it there for you. Because I put it in, I make a mistake on speller, the boys, they're loving me so much, they fix it up. So they know that I'm not 100% like you guys. So the point number one is Acts chapter 4, verse 31-33. You know the story very well. There was the place, in the place where they pray, listen careful. In the place where they pray, there was a shaking because the Holy Spirit was there. Amen. So in other words, where there was a together, assembly together, in one accord, in one mind, the place was shaking. Amen. You imagine if we all get here in time and we come to pray and we all have one mind and one heart and one soul, this building is shaking. Amen. Because of the presence of God. Now, this is in the early church. In the beginning, when the church has a lot of problem, when the devil was trying to destroy everybody. And everyone was filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Everyone was filled with the Holy Spirit. Wherever the Holy Spirit is, you can speak in tongue and you can speak in bold because no one will touch you because the Holy Spirit empower with you, accord with you, you will be very successful in life. And the multitude of believers, in verse 32, the multitude of believers were with one heart, with one soul, in family, in church, in community, in working, whatever we're doing, if we don't work together, if we have no one heart, no one mind, no one spirit, things will never, ever be working properly. Amen. But we needed to work together to be unity, whatever we're doing, that God give us the strength and the taking possession and the who blessing us. You know, the power of the apostle giving witness into the resurrection of Jesus and the larger the quantity of Christian people who believe it because they preach freedom in the presence of the Lord. In the question number 2, the Bible said in Luke 1:37, it said that for God, nothing is impossible. Hello? Nothing will be difficult for you next year. You come to church in time, not just after the praise and worship. Hello? You come to church when the church starts, at 10 o'clock in the morning, when you receive the anointing or the big bless. So you can do it because God can ask you, and I'll pray for you this afternoon. Don't run away because I want to pray for you. You come over here, we want to pray for you because we love you. We want you to be, to get ready for next year to enlarge your heart, to enlarge your place, and to, you know, God illuminated you, you can come in time. Let me tell you something. I have a friend, a passing away now, it's actually John's father, he remember very well. He live in Wonji. He come 3 times a week, every day, every Sunday night, and Wednesday night. He never was a light. He was before me, white on the door. Amen. For years and years to come. He was living much farther than you, was living in Wonji. Why they do that? He said to me once, he said, how can you come before me? He said, because I love you. And I replied to him, you better love Jesus more than me. Amen. Praise God. So we can do it. We wanted to change our life this year. Amen. We wanted to change our life. We close this year completely. We say goodbye to this year 2017. And we say hello to 2018. Amen. And we ask 2018 to be blessed into our life. Amen. So I already give a name. I said a new beginning. You are the blessed year. And I believe they will be blessed for me, for you, for everyone who invited this new year with the presence of Jesus into your life. Now, they're very, very important, very, very important that you change to adjust your lifestyle. They will be better for you. If this year we pray, we can change things. So now, the number one key is to pray. Amen. Because even if you think you don't pray, many times people have said, oh, it's not about a prayer meeting. It doesn't really matter who is in prayer meeting. We're here to pray. Amen. Because we know that praise continue to keep the life, the light's life into the presence of the Lord. It is important that this year you have, this year come, you have joy into your life. Amen. The joy to your life has come that you're inviting God's presence. You're inviting God into your family, into your husband, into your wife, into your children, into the church, into your pastor and everything. You know, I have people pray for me all around the world more than what the church here pray. Amen. I have people in China that text me nearly every day, pray for me. Amen. Because they believe their prayer is keeping me alive and to preach to people. So whatever we're doing, it is important that we pray. Amen. If you stop and pray, I'm telling you something, no longer you will start to cry. Pray is successful, bring joy into your life. Whatever you're doing, whatever you believe in, remember that the new year is up to you to make it successful. Amen. There is a 365 days, it started from tomorrow. Amen. You can use or you can waste it. Amen. You can use or you can waste it. I mean, if I say to my wife, I'm making nice plates to eat, she get a few things on the plate. In a couple of minutes, she give me a beautiful plate to eat. Maybe you the same thing. Your husband said that you're a good cook. I mean, whatever you do, with this simple thing, you can make a good thing. Amen. With this single thing. If you have a ugly suit and you put a good tie, you might be looking good. Amen. So whatever you're doing, these 360 days, you can bless the days or you can waste the days. Hello? Hello? So you want to waste it, it's up to you. I want to bring a blessing into my life for these 365 days. Amen. I wanted to begin this message with you today. That is a two words is important to you. What if these two words that can change your life for the next year, 2018, we call it this year because of this already go. The word you can invest in your life is very important because whatever you speak with your mouth, the heart is heavy. Amen. Whatever you speak with your mouth, the heart is the container of the old word you're speaking. So you need to be careful when you're talking because the word that you're speaking comes from your heart. You know, and this year's important that we use our faith through promoting our mouth to speak. Amen. That we use our faith to our body to be looking nice. Amen. Now, why, Pastor, you say that? Let me tell you something. Today you can cancel that clock because I have all of my time I want. So if because you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so your body is looking nice and the Holy Spirit is blessing to you. Amen. If you're a single man or single woman, maybe somebody fall in love with you. That's another story. But I mean, it's a different thing. I'm talking about using your faith to perform your body, your life, blessing to other people. Amen. You know, even if I have a little bit of this, it's not really bad. It's still good. All right. So because of the temple of the Holy Spirit will live it in your life. Number three. What if this year a new beginning? For your loved one, for your husband or for your wife or for your family, for your neighbor, whatever it is. In this great beginning, we can pull the church involved. Amen. Let me remind you what we've been talking about, the early church. It was full of the Holy Spirit with one heart, one soul, one mind. They get together and pray, and the place is shaking from bless. Amen. Shaking from bless. Pentecostal church, so many people, they don't really know what it is. Pentecostal, you know what it is? Pentecostal is not denominational, not a religional. Pentecostal is experience the presence of God. If I say to somebody, what church you belong to, I say Pentecostal, they don't even know what I'm talking about. But the day of the Pentecost, it wasn't not denominational. There was the anointing, the presence of the Holy Spirit in the place, that the place was shaken for blessing. Amen. Was shaken for blessing. That's what it is. If you know what it is, and the word Pentecostal day, it was a blessed day. What day was a Pentecostal day? It was on Sunday, the beginning of the year and the month. Amen. And there was a bless because the early church started with the new beginning from blessing to blessing. from glory to glory, from love to love. We extend the house where they were living. What if this year we make in Jesus your Lord? He wanted to be the Lord of my life. Lord means master. Amen. If Jesus is your master, you have a blessing this year come. If Jesus is in second place, you're going to have a problem in your life. Amen. But let me tell you, even if you have a problem, you can fix it. Because you are on the hands of the Holy Spirit. How the Holy Spirit works. When you invite Jesus into your life, he gives you a gifting. The gifting comes from the heaven. They call it the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit is in your heart. When you don't walk in him into your heart, they don't mean that he leaves you. He moves you on the side. Hello? And he follows you wherever you go. He's waiting for you to open your heart, to for him to be on the center of your heart. Amen. If you not let him to be the center of your heart, they're still with you. He travel with you wherever you go because he promises you that will never leave you and will never forsake you. So he will travel with you. You can do whatever you want. You can do sin. You can do things. Whatever you lack, he's there for you and try to help you. But immediately when you say, Lord, forgive me, he will come back into the center of your heart. Amen. So let Jesus to be the master of your life. The point number four, what if this year you confess your sin? Hello, Pastor, I have no sin. I can't say you have it or not. Jesus knows. Amen. But you needed to confess the sin to Jesus and not to me. Amen. If you come to me with your open heart, I can pray for you. That's all I can do. But if we forgive your sin, it's Jesus, nobody else. Not even Mirella or Amiga, they jump fast and to worship God. So you needed to go unto Jesus. Repenting, and redeem your life that Jesus can do it when nobody else can do it. Hello, I'm talking to you. Praise God. 1 John chapter 1:19. If you confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us for all our righteousness. It is not my word, it's God's word. Amen. But Pastor Tony, don't talk about sin in Christmas time, in new time. You know, I have a responsibility before God to mention sin. But to clean your sin, you have the authority, nobody else. Amen. Because I'm not responsible for your sin. I'm only responsible to let you know that Jesus loves you and that he's the one to forgive you. The point number five, what if this year you return to the first love of Jesus? Hello? What about if this year you return to the first love in Jesus? What's the first love, Pastor Tony? Well, the first love, I can explain to you. When I met my wife, she was living 400 kilometers away from my village. And I left walking approximately 1 hour by foot to get where the car was, and then I traveled for 4 hours to get there. And every morning when I saw the morning, I wanted to go to see her, even if it was far and difficult to get there. Amen. That is her first love. But I mean, the love is grown like a tree planted to near the river. Amen. So I mentioned to you, return to your first love. I'm talking about the love of Jesus, not the love of physical, your wife or your friend or whatever. I'm talking about the love of Jesus. How much we love Jesus? When I give my life to Christ, you know what my pastor told me? He said, you're not good enough to do anything. You don't speak English. You can do this. You can do that. You only can stay here and try to grow in the Lord. You know, the next thing I was doing, I was on the street to give things to people to tell them that Jesus loved me. Amen. So that's the first love, when you want to do something for God. Amen. Amen. You want to do something for God. Let's this year come and we return to the first love. And we invited Jesus to give us new beginning from bliss. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 4 and 5, and nevertheless, I have this against you. They talk to the church. They talk to us. Jesus talked to us. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you forget your first love. Listen careful. Remember your first love. Other than not, I will vomit you from my mouth. It's a terrible thing for Jesus to vomit anyone else from his mouth. Jesus speaking, he said, nevertheless, I have this against you, that if you not repent, if you not go back to your first love, I remove you the candelabra. You know what that means? This Holy Spirit that I giving to you. So repent, he got back to the first love and love. If I not, I vomit you from my presence. And my praise, they will never, ever, one of us, we've gone through that. It will be better never to be born to have the Holy Spirit to leave you. The Bible said it will be better not to be born than the Holy Spirit to leave you. The Holy Spirit don't leave you because of your sin. The Holy Spirit don't leave you because you do something wrong. The Holy Spirit don't leave you because you don't come to church. The Holy Spirit, they leave you if Jesus vomited from his mouth. That means you put Jesus back to the cross. That's the important thing, that we return to our first life. The sixth point, what if this year you stop looking back and started to looking up to Jesus? Pastor Tony, this is a very hard message. In Hebrews 12, it said, looking to Jesus, the author of the finishing faith, the joy he was before you, and they give you this simple cross for you to shine on the cross of Calvary. When we pray, or when he prayed, the place was shaking. When the church prayed for Jesus, together with one mind, one soul, the place was shaking with the presence of the Holy Spirit. And what this year, you may become a church that we pray. What if this year your children get right with God? What if this year your friend has come to Jesus? What if this year you conquer the negative attitude that you have? What if this year you pay the bill because it is important that you pay the bill, and God will be helping you to give your 10%, and your increase will become, and you can give an offering, and you can tie unto the Lord, and your financial will be glory of a blessing, and you restore all the blessings that heavenly have for you. Amen. Enlarge the place of your house. What if this year God restore your marriage? What if this year God restore your family? What if this year God restore with your wife? What if this year God restore your working place? What if this year God give you new husband, new wife, new blessing? Hello? My last point, but I'm not finished. You got to have a patience with me. My last point is number 7. What if this year revealing for the church your life completely? No more. You come later to the church, but you come in time. What about if this year we're looking back and we pray together, we enjoy together, we become one family. We become one brother, one sister in Christ Jesus. We become bold into the presence of the Lord. And God give us the power to extend this place, to make it bigger. The multitude of the believer was together with one heart, one mind, and they received the blessing and the apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ preached the gospel with a great blessing. The multitude had been increasing 100%. Remember that Jesus is here for you, to help you, and to take care of you, of your pastor, of the family, of the church. Don't miss to serve him with all your heart. Because whatever you do into this place, you don't do for me, you do for the Lord Jesus. Amen. Because sometimes I cannot even reach to say thank you. Somebody said to me a long time ago, said, Pastor, when you, somebody give you an offer, you don't send a text message for thank you. I said, if I cannot thank you because of my bad, I don't got the information or whatever, but the Lord Jesus does, because he knows you personally. So remember, he is the king of your life. He's the master of your life. He sees whatever you're giving to him, whatever you do for him, whatever you're speaking for him, whatever you invite him into your life. He knows everything you're doing. I will be so happy this year, 2018, if this place will be a place of prayer, place that, not program, but place of where we get together to pray together, to bless together, to worship the God together, to shake it together. Amen. It upset you? Can you want me to do a little dance? You want me to invite my wife and dance with you? Huh? You want me to do that? What about this year? We can do that. I want to remind you, this year is a year of the Holy Spirit. I want to remind you, this year is a year God bolding in our life. I want to remind you that this year the devil is defeating. He will have no power in you. You know, it's important that we remember the early church, the way they bolted together. With this year depending of you. This new year depends of you. If you're committing to the King of God, maybe have you been left behind before, but maybe we can do better this year. Let's start and do the best we can. What if this year we begin to read and study the Bible regularly? What if this year you begin to pray regularly? What if this year you begin to fast and pray? Amen. What if this year you pay the tithe to the Lord and you're giving offering to the Lord? And you support the mission. And you support the people who need the blessing. If this year we do that, I believe he wanted to do this for you and me. I believe that this year is a year of success. This year is a year of great evangelism for us. With great joy and with great power, we keep witnessing to the whole world that Christ is alive. Amen. Some people said that this country is no longer a Christian. Let me tell you something, that this year, this country will return to Christ. Will return to Christ. Because if you and I, we stand up for Christ, the world will change. The conclusion will change. Let me conclude with this. Why not making this year new beginning of your life, my life, a new beginning of your loved one, your beginning of your family, beginning of your neighbor, beginning of your working place, beginning of your study, university? What if this year it become a year of prayer? What if this year it become a year of a change your life, a change your church? Why, if this year depends on what God can do to us, our community, our kingdom, or the God will be extending to our life, why we can do that? And why not? Great year of success. criteria of success. With God, nothing should be impossible. You can make the difference. And I want to finish with you this morning. And I will invite you to stand with me and say this word. Say this word. This is the year that the Lord is making. I will rejoice and be glad in Him. Everybody, we can confess. We can say together, this is the year that the Lord made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in Him.